This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Monday, November 10th. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. Banks, government offices, and many businesses will be closed. The Veterans Memorial Park will host a memorial event and ribbon cutting for the new Veterans Outreach Center, followed by a lunch at the park on Tuesday at 11 a.m. There will also be a special ceremony at the courthouse Tuesday at 11 o'clock. The second time wasn't exactly the charm for a juvenile who broke into a Whitewell vape shop last week. The 13-year-old boy allegedly attempted to break into World Vape on November 4th. The Whitewell police said he returned the next morning and managed to gain entry through the back door of the Williamson Street business. He got away with about $90 worth of cigarettes, vapes, and THC products, but the boy was identified and later detained by police. A juvenile petition has been filed against him. The missing girl from Kelly was found safe in Whitewell today and has been returned to her parents. Jessica Diaz, age 13, disappeared from her home around 11 p.m. Sunday, according to Bladen County investigators. Whitewell police found her at an apartment in the Sawmill complex this morning. Deputies are searching for the bandit who held up the Dollar General on U.S. 701 north of Whitewell on Wednesday. The black male suspect displayed a handgun and got away with $667 in cash. No one was injured. Jimmy Elroy Scott was taken into custody without incident after a standoff in Whitewell on Thursday. Whitewell police responded to a domestic dispute on Lee Street, found Scott in the roadway. He backed into the apartment, implying that he was armed. Police Chief Paul Rokenbach said Scott held off officers for about an hour and a half before surrendering. No one was seriously injured. Scott is in jail under no bond. We have more on this story on our website. Two men have been charged with illegal dumping and felony larceny. The sheriff's office said Sean Willis, age 20, and Jay Sean Brown, age 23, were held under secured bonds after legally disposing of materials on Maltsby Road. A 911 caller spotted the men and told deputies that they were using a U-Haul truck to drive through a bean field dumping trash. The deputy caught them in the act, according to the report. In Friday night football action, West Columbus fought hard but lost a nail-biter to Camden County, ending the Viking season with a 33-30 loss. Whitewell, East Columbus, and East Bladen had the week off. South Columbus owned the football field Friday night and sent West Bladen home with a loss of 38-0, knocking them out of the playoffs. Donations are needed for the Lake Waccamaw Food Bank for the Thanksgiving distribution on November 22nd. If you would like to donate a turkey or contribute to purchasing one for a needy family, call 910-641-7017. The goal this year is to help 200 families. The Columbus County Disaster Coalition will host Faith and Preparedness this Thursday at 4 p.m. at Vineland Station in Whitewell. Registration is required. Participants are asked to bring only 3 people per church. Go to ColumbusCountyDisasterCoalition.com to register. Sierra Gorda Volunteer Fire Department will host its Pancake Dinner and Open House Saturday from 5 until 8. The fire department will also hold an open house for the new fire station during the dinner. Everyone is welcome. Donations will be accepted. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.
Child Fund presents the Very Merry Christmas Tour, featuring Megan Woods, Building 429, and hosted by New Song. Join us at Northwood Church in Whitewell for a powerful night of Christmas worship, Saturday, December 6th. Doors open at 5:15. Concert starts at 6 p.m.
Get your tickets now at Barefoot Brew, 119 West Broad Street in Elizabethtown. Candlewood's Farm Coffee and Bakery, 721 South Madison Street in Whitewell. MacArthur Supply, 117 East Railroad Avenue in Chadburn. And online at itickets.com. That's Saturday, December 6th at the church at Northwood, 2772 James B. White Highway North in Whitewell. Brought to you in part by Black's Tire, your trusted partner for oil changes and top quality tires.